Our terrapins here can make us consider how we treat animals that have passed away. Terrapins are a family of turtles, which not many know the name of. Also named pond turtles or emmeted turtles, they are slightly different from turtles and tortoises. Terrapins are semi-aquatic, which means they live on the ground but go underwater to feed in brackish water. Their toes are webbed, making them good swimmers, but they also have sharp claws, which makes them good climbers to climb on rocks and other porous surfaces that may be slippery. Whereas turtles live in water nearly all of the time, and tortoises stay on land. These five terrapins were placed in this jar because that is the best way we now know of to conserve a specimen. In this fluid, a specimen can stay preserved for up to hundreds of years. What many people wonder is why exactly there are multiple ones in a single jar. The answer is actually more mundane than it is eccentric. Storing multiple specimens in a jar is a common practice. It makes them easier to transport, and it saves up on the cost that would have been used on multiple jars and more space. An element that is interesting to know about these terrapins is that they are preserved in an unusual shape. They neither look dead nor alive, not even asleep. When turtles die, they retract on instant into their shells. So these terrapins were injected with a narcotizing agent that made their limbs stay outside of their shells. In killing these animals to observe them, the researchers made them rest in limbo, which neither looks completely dead nor alive.